Beyond Transient Trends. Chuck Gines here with ChuckGines.com, documenting the human experience, just one guy in search of the true, the good, and the beautiful. And I want to talk a little bit about working a long-term street photography project with the end goal of producing a book. I can't tell you what a great feeling it is to work a project for a series of years and then to actually hold in your hands a book, a physical book, what a story and a narrative. So I want to talk about some tips and ideas on how you go about doing this. And again, I want to kind of clarify what I personally mean by street photography. As I've noted in the past, actually on Substack, there's some really good essays there. Oh, follow me on Substack. I'm over on Substack. It's got some high quality photographs over there and some really good insight. But anyway, so when I say street photography, it's documenting the human experience. It's about human interaction. Today there's seems to be a transient trend where human beings are merely a footnote or some sort of prop or mannequin, and the subject of the photograph is either some interesting geometric shape or a reflection or some sort of light, and the human being is merely a footnote. And what I mean by street photography is documenting the interactions of people. So one of the things, and this can apply even to, like, I'm working a project out here in the desert. It's not really street photography, right? It's more documentary. Street photography is also about the urban experience. But the same thing applies, and that is finding a piece of ground and working that piece of ground. So if you're in an urban area and you're wanting to get into, like, a neighborhood, that would be great if somebody did little documentary street photography projects on all the various neighborhoods that we have in our great cities that we have, right? And so you would go and maybe pick a corner, pick a street, pick an area, and just start to frequent, you know, there's probably going to be a restaurant or a coffee shop or something like that. Go to the same establishments, right? Especially eating joints are a great place. Try to get a window seat. Hang out on the same corners. And you are going to be surprised. That, you know, bring your camera with you. Don't be rude. Don't even really, you know, take any photos necessarily. Let people get used to you being in the area, and you're going to be surprised. You're actually not going to have to ask people to take their photos. They're going to ask you to take their photos. They'll ask you. A lot of people. Even in an age where people are so aggro about taking their photographs in public, when you approach it this way, you'll be amazed where you can get in to work a project. So start frequenting the same place. You know, maybe you're going out on a Saturday or something like that. You work all week and you want to do a little project on a little Italian neighborhood or a little Chinese neighborhood. Everything has a Chinatown, right? And so rather than just walking through those areas and taking snapshots, actually getting involved. So work that area. Go to the same places, and you're going to be surprised what happens. The next thing that I would highly recommend is having some prints, either just regular loose prints, or if you can make a little blurb book. I have multiple little blurb books that I give to people. They're not for sale anywhere. They're just to show people a little sample of my work. You would be amazed how this opens things up. The blurb books are kind of cool. You can get them for like $6-7, those little trade books, and put some of your photos in there, especially if you're doing black and white work. They work really good. But have some prints, because that is going to, I'm telling you, those are keys to doorways into worlds within other worlds within other worlds. You have no idea where this could even take you. But get in close, you know. Get to know people. If we look at, like, Helen Levitt, my wife and I just bought one pretty expensive, one not so expensive Helen Levitt book. And kind of looking at these photographs, you can tell that she got to know these people. You know, Deanne Arbus once said, "I don't photograph strangers," you know, because she spent a lot of time with people. I'm currently working on my second book, Alley Boys, pretty much full time right now. And it's interesting going, you know, I've been brought to tears multiple times going through the photographs of you know, what's going to be put into the book. When I left there 10 years ago, Teddy was 64 years old. You know, he's since passed away. And you know, I really got to know these people on a very intimate level. You know, for example, check this out. You wouldn't think this. The other day I was talking to my wife, and because I was thinking, if I had to describe the Alley Boys in a word, right, what would be that single word that I could describe that would encapsulate them generally? It would have to be happy. So who would ever think of writing a book of long-term alcoholic homeless dudes being a story of happiness? Now, it's not total happiness. You know, there's a lot of great issues. Tony brings up, and I'm writing about this. You know, what do we do with our mentally ill? Where are the social workers to kind of take care of these guys? You know, I'd like to see my tax dollars spent on, you know, if we're going to let mentally impaired people run the streets, I would, you know. It just draws into question, you know, what do we do with a poor soul like that, you know, Tony? So there's tragedy and comedy as well. But like compared to the heroin addicts, my first book, Against Doctor's Orders, you know, there's nothing happy about the junkie's life. You know, so here's two different types of street people. You got the junkies, just absolute misery and death and stench. And the alley boys, pretty much alcoholics for the most part. But a total different scene. Now, you wouldn't figure that, but I got to know them. I got to know their family members. I became friends, and they brought joy into my life. And I'm almost apologizing to them that I've waited so long as I'm looking through these photos. Sorry, guys. But, you know, what is this? This is saying, hey, we lived, we were here, right? A book, Jordan Peterson said that a book is stronger than granite and lasts longer than empires. You know, all of the digital stuff, all of the videos that you watch, all the videos that are created, all of the PDF downloads, all, it's all gone, man. It's all gone in a flash. Everything is eventually gone, but a book. You know, success for me is that 50 years from now or 75 years from now, when all of my flesh is thoroughly rotten from the bone, that in some dank and damp thrift store down in New Orleans, in the bottom of a box somewhere, someone will find one of my books and dust it off and say, oh, wow, this is cool. And then for a moment, then, Teddy and Shaggy and John and Tattoo and Hercules and me somehow almost come alive again. That's a whole nother podcast there, huh? Oh, photography is the fear of death, huh? And the quest for immortality. But yeah, work a piece of ground, get to know people. The other thing is, and have prints, and then also think about, you know, what is the format and the ratio that you're going to be publishing in? This is really important. I like the 6x9 trade book by Blurb because you can have almost 300 pages. And more importantly than that, it is easy to upload to any platform and sell your book. Google Books, Amazon, it's perfect. So I am shooting, when I go out to shoot, I'm shooting towards that ratio and towards that format, right? So what does that mean? That means that a lot of times, if you want to have a full spread horizontal photograph, you're going to have the book spine, right, down the center of that photograph. Something to consider. So when I'm out shooting, I like to also, if I'm taking horizontals, I like to maybe frame up a couple of verticals as well that I might be able to use. The bookmaking process is a whole nother, it's almost like writing a symphony. We can talk more about that as well. It's a wonderful creative process in and of itself, to put these books together. And I use Blurbrite. That's what I've used, is the Bookrite. And then I don't sell them on Blurb. I sell them on Amazon. But you know, more long form project of, you know, we were here, we were alive, you know. And a lot of the stuff that I see today is so There was a great essay over on Substack the other day, the soullessness of street photography today. Really great essay. So those are some tips. You know, get ready to commit, make a long-term commitment to a particular community. Spend time there, run the same places, run the same loops. So people, you know, this is all about, blending in and becoming part of the fabric of whatever it is that you're documenting. It's very personal. Keep some prints on you so that when people ask you what you're doing, you can show them some of your work. Oh, let me suggest one other thing today in today's environment. If you know you're going to be working with people and getting to know them, and you know that they're going to be in your book, it would be wise in today's world to get a model release. That's what I do. We live in a very litigious society today, so that's something else to consider. But it is very, very rewarding to hold a book in your hand. The Alley Boys is really coming along, and that's what it should be about. Hey, we were here. We were alive. This is what we were about, right? And it's a different story that I'm going to tell. But it's fun writing, you know, the character development, you know, stutters, just having to describe tattoo and write the descriptives of all of these characters, all of these homeless dudes. And it's a mixed bag, and it's a wonderful tale for sure. And I hope to have it done by the fall, but we'll see. You know, and the other thing is, you know, if you're going to do this stuff, man, don't even think about the money. I'd sell my books for free, but Amazon doesn't let you go that low. I just have it on the lowest setting. I don't care about the money. It's about the work, and it's about people's lives, you know, documenting the human experience. Follow me on Substack. I'll leave a link here on the page. You can come over. I post a bunch of little notes and things over there that you won't find here on the website. Also, thank everybody. I would like to thank you for sharing my content on your social media platforms. It's showing up in my search in my stats. And if you could continue to share my content on your social media, it really helps this website out a great, great deal. And also sign up for the email subscription that you'll find in the sidebar there somewhere. That way you're always notified when I upload here to the website. And leave a comment with your thoughts and questions. Be safe out there, and as always, man, do good with your camera.